Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guard in your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on a thousand hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the cankerworm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will come for thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you, Brother Joel. Brother Joel, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's a great elevation in you. I'm hearing God says that he's calling you forth. God says that there's much that you shall do for his kingdom. And I'm hearing God say for you to not allow your past thoughts to overtake you. But God says that there's a newness all around you. God says that there's much power on the inside of you. God says you have a voice to be heard, and that will be heard. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Joel. I don't know why I heard Dr. Joel, but God says education is favorable for you. And I see that there's a season that is coming, and there's going to be some decision that you will have to make. God says there's going to be counsel available. God says take heed to the counsel. Take heed to the counsel, and right relationships will appear. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear God saying that this is a season of renewal and restoration. God is saying that he's re-energizing you for the vision. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Joel. I hear Father God saying, don't make any assumptions in this season. Father God says it's not by might and it's not by power, yet you're moving by the Spirit of the living God. And I hear Father God saying, study to show yourself approved in this season. For Father God said, this is the season to pull together and pull together, assemble. And Father God says, this is the season to get your spiritual priorities in order. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen, amen, Brother Joel. I know that you were blessed by the team of the prophets. This is the hour and this is the season where the Lord says, right. It's time for the writer to come forth out of your voice. And I shall make thee a fisher of men. The Lord says, do not hold on to things that have come to a closure in your life. And as you begin to trust the Lord and put your trust in him, you're going to come into a time of satisfaction and peace. I heal thee physically. I see traveling around thee. I see teaching. I see education. I see you touching the lives of people. For the Lord will say unto thee that this is a season where things are coming to a closure, but you're going to see the beginning of some new things. You're going to begin to see that I shall make thee victorious. For the Lord says victory is already yours. Now the Lord says I shall make thy voice known, and you shall speak forth my word. And yea, I shall even touch the throat area. I shall touch thy vocal box. For the Lord says, I'm touching family. I want you to circle the month of November, for November shall be your prosperity month. This is a month of prayer and staying before the Lord and seeking those things and giving those things to him. But November is recognition, expansion, favor, and opportunities. Even money to show up for you. Bless you, man of God. Thank you for your seed.